Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle!
Welcome to another episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch. Here today with my lovely co-host, we've got the one, the only, some say, Lord Jushiro.
Hello, everyone.
And we've got returning co-host after years of absence from your lovely earbuds. We've got Bobosophus.
Hello. Thank you.
I don't know what kind of intro that is, but that it felt very energetic. Whimsicott typically edits this segment, and I kind of want like the WWE SmackDown, like, ba-ba-da-da, music in the background, you know?
Oh, wait, sorry, let's stop. I'm so sorry.
But welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, and nonsensical name we came up with in 2007, where we talk everything Pokemon from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. Bo's back. When was the last... Do we know the last time you were on the show?
I wanted to make a huge celebration, and my PC froze. My Audacity shut down everything when you were introducing Bo. It was such an energetic explosion, apparently, that it glitched my computer. Bo, welcome back!
Welcome back.
I'm so excited to be back.
So I worry that your reintroduction falls flat. There is a... So I watch Smosh, right? Still?
Yeah, I have friends that watch Smosh.
One of the OG, like, YouTube channels. And so, like, recently, like, Ian and Anthony got back together, which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I've watched them...
That's a big deal. And I do see you as like the Anthony to my Ian, without the fact that like we had bad blood ever.
Wait, is Anthony is the tall, pretty one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Anthony.
You're the tall, pretty one. You're yes. The tall, pretty one, I think, in this scenario.
You're the Drake to his Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna be Megan, actually.
But so like that announcement's hype, and that's kind of what I hope this one's like. But I feel like so they did this thing where like they made this big deal about adding a new cast member, and it was some guy from like Good Mythical Morning or from that family of brands. And like, yeah. I just saw it, and it felt super flat because I have no idea who that guy is and why it's a big deal he's there. And I worry that you haven't been on for so long that other people are going to be like, who is this? Why should we care?
If you don't know me or recognize my voice, go listen to what, 116 through like...
Dude, one, it was like...
250 at least. I don't know. I stopped in around Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. So if you're playing games, great, great time. X and Y through Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, like Gen 3, like pretty much start of Gen 3, 6 through the end of Gen 7 is like when I was on... Now I'm like back here at the end of Gen 9. So I guess
if you've listened to the back catalog, you've probably heard him. Like that's for sure. Like if you listen to the back catalog, I mean, I'm seeing you on episodes. I had this pulled up because I was trying to steal our old
Hello Jolteon lover.
yeah, that's true.
Fun fact, Jushiro and I have our Jolteons named after each other. Mine is named Jolt Shiro and his is Boltsophus.
So. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I do know that actually. I do know that. Yeah. But yeah.
Guys, remember the 3DS? That was cool.
I do remember the 3DS. You know what's sad is it just got shut off last week.
Which I have to ask, actually. So
yeah,
I've been planning this thing that I wanted to do. I've wanted to for the longest time. I think I was going to do it for June because it's my birthday. I'm going to purchase all the things. I wanted to grab the oldest generation I can get Pokemon from, which I believe it's Leaf Green and Fire Red.
Yes.
Grab that, start a whole game, get a Jolteon, and, you know, all the Pokemon, my favorite Pokemon, specifically Jolteon, then go from there to the next gen, to the next gen, to bring it all over to the current gens, because I want a Jolteon with all the medals, or not the ribbons.
If you choose Jolteon, you do miss out on some ribbons.
Why?
I mean, you get all the ones that you can get on Jolteon. Like,
you can't get all the ones you can get on Jolteon, which I still think is cool. But, like, so, like, people do these ribbon runs, right? So this is a thing that people already do.
Okay.
So you can do it, but typically what people will do to, like, maximize the number of ribbons they can get is they will pick something from, like, Pokemon Coliseum.
Okay.
Because you get extra ribbons for, like, purification and stuff like that. So you have to pick, like, one of the... It like, ends up limiting you to, like, one of the 48 Pokemon in Pokemon Coliseum.
Oh, but I see. But I guess it's not a mixed match. Oh, I just want to grab mixed max is what I meant to say. I don't want to, like, max out and get as much ribbons that I want. It's more of a, I want a Jolteon that it feels like it's gone with me throughout every story, every generation. And not just Jolteon. I'm going to pick a whole team, right? But I want a whole team where I can look at him and look at them and say, like, they've gone through every generation with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared because they shut down some of the things for the DS and the 3DS. Well,
so they haven't shut down Pokemon Bank.
Okay, they haven't.
No. Pokemon Bank's like the one exception to the rule. Like Pokemon Bank and Pokemon Transporter.
If I get a new DS.
No, if you get a new 3DS, you can't do it.
Well, not a new 3DS, DS, so I can play, you know, Game Boy Advance games.
Sure.
I could still download Pokemon Bank.
So you can't download. Okay. So if you were to get a new 3DS to download Pokemon Bank on, you can't download anything from the eShop. Like the eShop's done. It's done. But I believe what you can do is probably not anything I can condone on the show. But there are methods. I will tell you there are methods, and as your friend off the show as well as on the show.
Let's discuss.
I can discuss with you how to make that happen.
Then let's discuss after the show. But then, I'm excited for that. That's my plan. I want to be able to go through all the generations. I think my wife is going to get me that DS with Pokemon Leaf Green. Journey, because I wanted to do since Pokemon Red and Blue, but I remember that I can't transfer from old Game Boy to Game Boy Advance. So,
okay, so what do you mean? Oh, yeah, old Game Boy to Game. So, some guy actually, some guy made like a PCB board. This is like random tech nerd stuff that like I'm into. Right. Some guy made a random PCB board where you can't. He set it up so that it actually does connect. Like Gen 2 will connect to Gen 3.
Oh. Yeah, but that sounds way too more complicated for me.
I don't know if he's selling it.
Right.
But he did make it. Like, he's got a bunch of stuff on YouTube showing, like, how he designed it, all the logic and everything, and he like, shows it working.
Right. But it doesn't give you any ribbon or stuff.
No.
It's not designed for that, right?
Yeah. You are correct.
I mean, it's basically taking a copy of whatever that Pokemon was and putting it through...
Mm-hmm.
What would be an RNG machine, or what was the old thing? Pokemon.
Essentially, you're right.
You know those things where you PKMN hack or whatever. You know when you could just
PK hex. Yeah.
Yep, that's it. PK hex. But they used to just. I mean, what this thing does, it basically just reads whatever that Pokemon is, creates a copy of it that fits in the Gen 3 games, and then loads it in there. Which
you're correct.
I mean, that's fine, but you're not taking that Pokemon off. I think
it's just creating one.
Might have erased the old one, but it definitely doesn't have to. It doesn't have to like erase the Pokemon off the old game just to put it on the new game.
Right. Yeah. You are correct, Bo.
For what you want, and I've done a similar thing or wanted to do a similar thing with. You know, my Gen 3, Gen 4 games in particular is, you know, because they all have that special connectivity to, I think, all of us in particular, to all three of us. But I recently discovered that my Wii that has like 1,200 Pokemon on my Pokemon Ranch.
Oh, my gosh.
That Wii, the one that I've had since when it first came out, the first Wii I ever had, doesn't work anymore. It turns on. but it won't load the picture to the TV no matter what type of cable port, any connection I do.
No.
But it turns on, and I'm like, oh, God, that has... Because that I can't get back. And mostly, the Pokemon, I mean, I guess I care about because it's just a bulk of them, but the game is more what I care about.
That my Pokemon Ranch? Yeah. Dude, that's absolutely.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
So I have literally 5 Wiis in my house, and that is the only one that doesn't work.
I know your pain. So, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I thankfully, well, I say thankfully, I ended up moving all of my stuff to a Wii U a while ago, which is, I mean, that is a decision. I don't know if it's a good one. And so, like, the data is pretty solid on there. But, like, my favorite thing to do with, like, modern Wiis and modern, or not modern Wiis, but, like, Wiis and Wii Us nowadays is, like, they are also very easy to do things that we can discuss not on the show. And you can do some really fun stuff.
I've heard Wiis are not easy to work on.
It is definitely, like, the roughest that I've dealt with. But after you get it set up, though, like, it's a really cool, like, retro gaming machine.
Nice.
It is a really cool retro gaming machine, but yeah. Yeah. But... Yeah, okay. I don't want to get into too much about console modding and stuff, but yeah, this is a good intro. I'm actually pretty happy with this. We have very little news to talk about, but I think it's still worth talking about. So let's move on over to the news. Let's cue that epic music.
Radio Tower, this just in.
Welcome to the news. In the news, we've got a few things to talk about somehow. I don't know how, but we do. In the news, there's not a ton. Pokemon Go, like, this isn't the Pokemon Go news segment, but Pokemon Go definitely made a mark this week. I don't know if any of you have been on Pokemon social media at all.
Not Pokemon social media, but I've been in Pokemon Go.
Like in the past 2 days?
Oh, no. Specifically, okay. Not the past 2 days.
Yeah, okay. So, in, like, the past 2 days... Oh, my gosh, this is so funny. So, they launched this campaign, like, a week ago, week and a half, where they're just, like, it's, like, hashtag rediscover Pokemon Go. And they're, like, trying to hype up Pokemon Go is going to get, like, this fresh new take. And so the first thing they do is they introduce biomes. So, like, if you go catch a Pokemon at the beach, it's always a beach in the background.
Okay.
It's really, really, like, cool flavor stuff. Right. And I'm like, okay, maybe that doesn't warrant this whole, like, rediscover Pokemon Go thing, but continue. And they're like, there's more to come. And the more to come was they redesigned all of the... they redesigned... all of the avatars and made them all ugly, and you can pose them in such ways, like the new models are actually terrible. Like I see what they were trying to do. They're trying to be more inclusive with body types and stuff like that. But the way it was implemented, the models definitely were not ready for prime time whatsoever. Okay. And a lot of the poses and like the clothing options can make some really unholy things happen in the game, and the Pokemon Go got a lot of negative attention. I am going to steal this from that part, but yeah, they it's just awful. And Niantic has at least acknowledged it, and they started to contact some content creators for some feedback about this. It's actually so bad. It's so bad. Like, I gotta find like a Pokemon Go avatar to send you guys. Like,
looking at mine right now, he's hideous. He's hideous.
No, it's just bad now. It's absolutely bad. Like, they do not look good. It's a Pokemon Go avatar. It's just meant to be like a stylized Pokemon trainer, and now they just don't look that good anymore.
No, he looks like you ever play,
I don't think you should ever take away the options. They should have just added redesigns.
You ever play backyard baseball on the PC when you were a kid? Or backyards, you know those backyard sports? This is what the guys look like, kind of. I mean, they're polyed up or whatever, but it's got that same feel of like it's cheap and made of paper.
Yes, you know, it looks worse. It looks worse. You know?
It just looks worse. A step back.
Yeah.
It just looks so bad.
Pokemon Go. They like to take step backwards, which is funny. They should do an event where like you evolve a Pokemon by walking backwards or something, because the whole thing they do is take steps backwards.
It has been like really bad, actually.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Very frustrating to be a Pokemon Go fan.
Pokemon Go, like I want to like Pokemon Go. I can't explain to you how much I want to like Pokemon Go.
It should be a fun game.
Yeah, like
used to be fun, and it's like now there's so many things to get, and I feel like they were trying to keep up with all these Pokemon, and they're trying to make things fresh and new all the time. And it's like, just go back to the game, do events where you can like catch actual Pokemon. You know, and it's not impossible. Like, I have to take three friends around to, you know, for 2 hours to be able to get, you know, 10 candies for my Regigigas or whatever. It's like, if you make missions achievable, I don't need
to be fair. Your example actually used to be way worse. because Regigigas, so they used to have this thing pre-COVID with raids called EX raids.
Yeah.
That they got rid of. Terrible. They got rid of EX raids, thank God, because they would lock certain Pokemon behind these things called EX raids, which you had to be invited to. And the way to be invited was you randomly did a raid at a gym that was going to have an EX raid. You have no way of knowing which gyms these are. And they say, hey, you have to be here at this time to hit the raid. And if you're not there at that time, you don't get it.
Yeah, the EX gyms, I think, were eventually marked or were preset, so you could like, oh, I got an EX thing from this gym. I know this gym's the EX gym.
Yeah, what was worse is like sometimes it'd be like at Thursday at 2 p.m. at 2 p.m.
Right, like, I'm sorry, I'm busy during that time during the week. Like,
yeah, it was a terrible system.
It's like 10 a.m. on a Saturday, and it's like, okay, well, do I give up a portion of my Saturday to go do this? Or like, you know, if I could stop by after work, you know, on my way home, walk around the park for 40 minutes and get the things done I need to get done in the game. And it accomplishes the two things that it's meant to do, which is one, play the game and have fun, and two, get outside and exercise. And it's like, it is straight away from both of those concepts so much. I don't know. This is, sorry, diss on Pokemon Go segment. Bo's back.
This show's about to get a lot more negative towards Pokemon Go. You know what's worse is like I was playing it this morning, actually. Like, I play the game still. It's a good motivation to get up and get around. But I think over the years I've just come to accept that I'm just not going to be able to enjoy it the way I could when it came out.
Yeah. Right.
When I moved to Seattle recently, I started playing because I'm in the city now, so
yeah,
it's fun to play Pokemon Go because there's so many stops and stuff here in gyms. And I specifically stopped playing 2 days ago. I gave it a break. But what really turns me off is the fighting. It's the combat, the battle system.
Oh, it's okay. It's just not the best.
I dislike it to no end. Even the slower against Team Rocket ones, I just do not like it. All my missions right now are all, you have to fight in a gym, battle in a gym, or win a gym. And I'm like, I just never going to get around to it. Because I just hate combat in this game so much. I wish it was just catching again. Because I just hate hitting the screen so many times. And
like a year ago, there was a meme going around in the Pokemon TCG community. Because the competitive Pokemon Go is at regionals now.
Oh my god.
It's at regionals, it's at worlds, everything. Somebody said something about how it was a Pokemon Go player saying something about how like the Pokemon TCG card game is made for children and is therefore easy. And it was just followed by 50 replies from TCG players going tap 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 tap.
Yeah,
I was just like, that's pretty funny, actually.
I was like, yeah, I mean, like anything, the bar of entry to the game is simple. Yes. And easy enough for children to understand.
Pokemon in general is very good at this, actually.
Yeah, anybody that's played the game knows that it is very complex. Yeah. And if you're playing against a skilled adult, you know, that is a sharp mind, it is not going to be an easy or necessarily fun time.
Yes. Also, I'm just gonna move on because we spent 7 minutes on Pokemon Go.
Big Blue. AIC registration goes live this week. 25 at night, 26 in the morning. Don't know what that means.
April 25th at night and then April 26th in the morning.
No, I think it means 25 people get in at night and 26 people get in the morning.
I wish. You need
to register to visit the Pokemon
Center. No. So it's that you can only be 25 and older at night and 26 and older in the morning.
That actually makes the most sense.
That would be the way to do it.
So if you want to go to the Pokemon Center, I guess you got to register online or
something. Yeah, it was actually that way last year too. So I didn't tell anybody I was going, but I went last year to the Pokemon Center. Because
you told us that you weren't going to tell anybody that you were going and you were going to go.
Yeah. I told everybody I was going to go on the show that was recorded the week I went. So it came out after I was there. I went to it, and we did have to register online to like get like an hour to go into it, or like an entry time, because you could still get in without it, but if you didn't have that reservation, you could wait in the line for hours.
Okay, that's more or less. Yeah, so if I got there and I was like, oh, it's 4 p.m. or whatever, and this line is 3 hours long, I'm gonna register online now, and I might get in by 7 anyway.
You might not be able to register online at the time of the event, actually.
That's more what I wanted to know. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Because we had to do it like weeks in advance. We did it weeks in advance.
When is NAIC?
NAIC is early June this year, but it's not in Columbus anymore. It's in New Orleans. They moved it from the Midwest to New Orleans.
Wait,
so many people complained about it being in Columbus that they decided to move it.
Columbus isn't that awful, is it?
I mean, Columbus is fine. I don't understand why people are upset about it. It's fine. I lived there. It was fine. It was perfectly fine. But, I mean, if you want more touristy things to do, have more touristy things to do, I guess.
You said it was June 22nd and
23rd? No. It's like early June. It's like the first weekend in June, I think. I think it's like the 4th through the 6th or something like that.
Well, that's like a Tuesday through Thursday. I forget.
Let's find out. Pokemon NAIC. That's what I thought it was. It was early this year, I thought.
I have a Google machine on that I'm on. I just don't know how to work.
I typed in NAIC and it gave me an actual company.
I'm sure.
Pokemon International Championships. NAIC this year is June 7th through 9th in the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Giant. You guys want to go to that?
I probably won't. No.
Oh, well,
I will just be getting back from a foreign trip, an international trip.
Boo. No one cares.
I know. I care because I won't be here.
Traveling again. Check your bingo cards.
It's not my fault. Well, it's kind of my fault for my job. But yeah, I purposely made sure I wasn't traveling as much this year, though.
Okay.
I purposely made it. It was really bad last year. It was really bad.
Oh, was it? Did that travel last year? Did you guys hear about that on the show at all?
Yeah, it was bad.
I can subscribe down below and then put in the comments how many times you heard Thatch talk about traveling. I'm on the show again. I'm ready to roast you, dog.
Dude, it was tiring. It was tiring. You travel that much, man.
Welcome back, Bo.
Well, in OU, they are suspect testing Volcarona, which is weird. It also should be noted that the last time a suspect test led to a band was a long time ago. So... We're just suspect testing things to suspect test them now.
What did Volcarona do? Why are we trying to cancel?
I don't know. Actually, I have no idea what's going on with Volcarona for a suspect test. Like, what did it do that made?
Did it get drunk?
Volcarona, we need to talk to you about your behavior.
Public nudity.
Yeah, it fits a description. we should just stop and talk to you for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Suspicious activity in this area, and you. You just gotta match a description, Volcarona.
I don't know. I think they're just talking about Volcarona being Volcarona, and that's just too good for some reason. I don't know.
Maybe like, they just like Volcarona. They want to talk about him. Like that's the thing.
That's what I'm reading. That's literally what I'm reading. They're like, well, Terra gives it Terra Blast now too, so like it gets one attack that's just any type, probably.
Oh.
And I'm just like, yeah, that's how Terra works.
every once in a while when I find my cool bugs, I'm like, I want to show the people around me too. So like, that's a problem.
Pokemon Go, other than the disaster that it was, Sustainability Week is going to be running April 22nd to the 26th. It also has increased shiny Pokemon and two key eggs, so you can buy incubators as well as buddy perks. And there's also, for some reason, a Cleffa Hatch Day on April 28th from 2 to 5. So I guess run in a lot of 2K circles with the egg incubators you've also bought to get Cleffa?
Question?
Yeah.
In 2020, I spent $20 in Pokemon Go because I was playing it.
Yes.
And I bought the adventure box that had like 16 super egg incubators. I used the last one yesterday. The last egg hatched from that incubator for the last trip that I had on it yesterday. And so I finally used up all of my incubators, and I don't think I'm going to spend another gosh darn cent in this game.
Yes, that's fine. All right, and then finally in Pokemon TCG news, Charizard won Orlando regionals using the exact same list as EUIC, which means Charizard's broken and everybody's scared now.
That meta's going great.
That meta is so much better than it was literally 2 years ago. It's not a tier zero meta. Charizard can still be beat. It's just that I feel like people haven't tried hard enough, honestly. What's really funny is like Torterra EX is actually a really good card right now, but the problem is they got rid of Battle VIP Pass, which lets you just put down two basics turn one from your deck, and they replaced it with another card called Buddy Buddy Poffin, which you can use anytime to put two basics down from your deck, but they can't have a rule box, so it can't be an EX Pokemon. And it has to have 70 HP or less. And the problem is no Turtwig card in rotation right now has less than 80 HP. So that's that's honestly the reason why the deck isn't doing as well as it should right now. As soon as we get 70 HP Turtwig, that deck's going to explode and it's going to be super effective against Charizard because it's dark type from the Terra. So, just wait. Just wait. Puckle's Pokey Prediction. Which new evolution to an old Pokemon has been your favorite since they've returned last gen? Regional evolutions can count too, I guess. I actually like Berserker a lot, but I also like Ferigiraf.
Yeah.
No, the answer is Clodsire.
Clodsire is not bad, but I think I like Ferigiraf more than Clodsire.
I'm going for Annihilate.
Annihilate's a good one too. Annihilate's a good one. I'm glad that they stopped being scared of adding in new Pokemon evolutions like they had been for like 10 years.
Forever.
Yeah.
And they just started giving them to us again.
Here's Sylveon, maybe.
After Sylveon was the last one. Sylveon was the last one before Gen 9.
Yeah.
The way they got around it is in Gen 8, they're just like, oh, the regional forms can evolve, but not the regular ones. Yeah. And then they just gave up in Gen 9. They're like, you know what? Girafarig can hold an Eviolite now. It's fine.
You know what? Just kill that Primeape. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. We're making new Pokemon. Kill Primeape.
Yep. That's pretty much the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that was an easy one. So with that, I guess we're going to kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Hey, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark from the Dunsparce Gang, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer five Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The host can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Welcome to our Poke Quiz. Thank you for that introduction, Mark. We're going to jump right on into it. Our first question this week is going to be from that Steve kid. Hey! True or false? Oink Lone can learn different moves by leveling up depending on whether or not it's male or female.
Repeat that question one more time.
True or false? Oink Lone can learn different moves by leveling up depending on if it's male or female.
I'm going to say true, right?
If we provide different answers, do we get different points?
No.
We have to.
We were working together as a team.
Oh, that's right. That is explained in the rules.
It is. It actually is, yeah.
I'm also going to try to get this question thrown out because it's pronounced Enclon. No, I agree. I think it's also true.
Yeah. You're locking in true. The answer is false. This is a bit of a trick question because... As they level, they learn each move they learn is different, but after like all is said and done at level 100, they do learn the exact same moves. The wow. order's just different.
Okay.
Well, so that's a 0-for-1 for you guys right now.
Thank you, Steve the kid.
Yeah.
All
thanks,
right.
Kid.
You guys both kind of know early TCG. I could ask you this question. This is perfect. This is from Shiny Mewtwo Curie. In the early Pokemon TCG, dark Pokemon were subsets of Pokemon cards that had lower HP and higher offensive ability, and reappeared in multiple card sets after their first appearance. Light Pokemon were once introduced as their counterpart with higher supportive and defensive capabilities, but unlike dark Pokemon, they only appeared in the TCG in one set. What is the name of this set? In the US, probably not Japan. But if you give me the Japanese name, I'll probably believe you.
Roaring Thunder.
So, no.
Tornado of Sky so
it's
Heaven.
Either, it's either Neo Discovery, Neo Revelations. I don't think it's Aquapolis. I think Aquapolis was after. Yeah, no, that's way after. So it's one of the Neo sets for sure. Discovery, Revelations. I'm trying to think what came after Revelations.
None of the Team Rocket sets, right?
It wasn't. No, the Team Rocket sets were right after the Team Rocket was right after Gym Leader Challenge.
Right.
And then we got Neo Discovery was the first one. Neo. See, I keep wanting to say these things and they just sound like Phil Collins albums.
yeah, a little bit.
Can I get a free hint in have I already said it?
You've said half of it.
God, okay, so it's Neo.
So it's Neo, but it's not any of the ones that I said.
Right.
What are the what's the other Neo?
I'm trying to remember, man. This has been so long.
There's the one with the oh man. And I can see all these cards. Neo. Oh, is it Neo Genesis? That's a Phil Collins album. No, Neo. Neo from the Matrix.
Finally. Yeah, I just don't remember.
I can see the set logo in my mind.
What's the set logo? Maybe that gets us.
It's like a weird circle with like things coming off of the
top. If you want to just give me any answer in your mind, I will probably accept that as your answer, and we'll give you the points.
It's Neo Azumum.
Neo Destiny is correct.
Yes.
That because that's closer than I think anybody else would have gotten. I'm going to be honest with you, Bo.
Yeah, no.
Neo Destiny. Is that also the one that had... Yeah, no, it had some of the Shining Pokemon. Never
mind. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, you're 1-for-2. Your next question is your Pokedex entry question, as always. This one is going to come to you from Trash Panda 103. Yeah. This Pokedex entry comes from Pokemon Scarlet. And it states, this Pokemon battles by throwing hard berries. It won't obey a trainer who throws Pokeballs without skill. Who's that Pokemon?
Hard berries. Pokeball.
So, my initial thought is Passimian.
Huh.
But is Passimian's in Scarlet and Violet, isn't it? Or am I thinking Sword and Shield?
Yeah, it is.
That because they're known for playing catch.
Yep. And throwing and catching. And they have a bear, giant berry, I think, in their hand.
Yeah, and I feel like that they won't respect a Pokemon trainer that can't handle a Pokeball. What's right. the wording on the Pokedex entry again?
This Pokemon battles by throwing hard berries. It won't obey a trainer who throws Pokeballs without skill.
Yeah.
Battles throwing hard berries.
Passimian sounds like it. That's
I think so still. Yeah. I mean, the only other thing I think with berries really is like Greedent, but I don't think that
he
really
eats like, it. He doesn't eats, throw
yeah,
them.
Right. I don't think he really throws them. All right. You want to go Passimian?
Yeah. It makes total sense for me. It's the one that I was thinking about too.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's lock
Passimian
it in.
Is correct. That is correct. That's 2 points for you guys right there. The other entry was going to come from Ultra Sun, and it states, they use their saliva to stick leaves to their shoulders. You can tell what troop they belong to from the position of the leaves. Yep.
Wow.
I would not have got that. That's for sure.
If that would have been the first one, we would have done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are 3 for 3 again. This next question, you can get up to 3 points. It is going to come to you from, there are, it looks like, oh my gosh, that's so many moves. I don't know. You guys want an anime question or do you want a question about Pokemon moves?
Oof. I'm good at anime if it's 1, 2, 3, or 7 or 8. Those are the gens I got.
Okay.
I don't have 4, 5, and 6, but
it's not 4, 5, and 6. I'll tell you that. Cause nobody watched those.
Yeah, is there? Six, I heard was really good. Anyway,
six, I heard was okay.
What do you want to do, Jashiro? I don't want to take over.
Anime sounds fun.
Okay.
Okay. There are 12 answers to this question. I will give you a point for every 3 answers you give me. If you get all 12, good for you. This is from Albatross and Eagle 13, and he asks, what were the 12 Pokemon featured in Ash and Gary's battle in the Silver League conference in the anime?
Okay.
There's a 6v6 between Ash and Gary, and who are the 12 Pokemon they both use? Because they bring out all 6.
This is in what competition?
This is in the Silver League. So in Johto, this is when Ash and Gary actually finally have their first
real battle.
6v6 square off to be who's the better.
Is.
Ooh, I remember. So that means that Umbreon is one of them.
I would say Umbreon.
You have to lock them in to get.
I'm also posting in the Discord like what our answers are. Okay. But I think I know.
So you do need to lock in answers because you do have 3 strikes and then you're out.
Yeah, Pikachu, Blastoise, Charizard. I'm 100% on all 3 of those.
Right. Pikachu is incorrect.
What?
Pikachu did not actually battle. Pikachu was not actually used in this battle. Blastoise and Charizard, though, are. Blastoise was by Gary and Charizard was by Ash.
Okay.
So one I'm strike, shocked. But you've got 2 of them correct. Yes.
No Pikachu?
No Pikachu. This is the only 6v6 battle Ash has ever had in the anime without Pikachu.
Wow. We're going to lock down Umbreon? Because I know that was a surprise.
Yeah, I would say Umbreon, yeah.
Yeah.
Umbreon is also incorrect.
Gary I'm thinking not, of a different fight then, yeah.
Gary did not use Umbreon in this battle.
So, I mean, I know Gary also had a Scizor.
Are you locking in the Scizor?
I don't want to. I feel like we'd have an easier time naming Ash's Pokemon than Gary's.
Right. You would think, but Pikachu wasn't an option.
You would think. But so Ash was riding around, but Ash brought a bunch of Pokemon back, too.
He had that shiny knockdown. Do you think he used it on that side?
If he's using Charizard,
you guys have 2 strikes, by the way. 2 strikes.
I'm well aware, sir. Wow, I thought I was gonna have a few more.
I thought so too, honestly.
Because he also has stuff like Snorlax and Lapras and stuff from the Orange Islands. He's got Heracross. He's got...
Does this fight happen in the early Johto or late Johto?
This is the end of Johto.
This is a hard question. He's got a ton of Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm going to need...
When was the last time you like Master Quest? No one.
I need an answer.
Scizor.
Scizor by Gary is correct. That's three. That's your first point.
Oh, jeepers. Do you want to name some of Ash's, maybe? I don't know, because he could have so many. Who else did Gary have? I know later Gary has, like, Electivire, but I don't know if he would have Electabuzz in...
You've got Blastoise, Charizard, and Scizor.
I might want to say Arcanine for Gary.
Arcanine? That was just cool. Are you going to lock that in?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. I don't think Gary had any other evolutions.
No, I think Umbreon was the only one, and I remember him using it. The fight I thought we were talking about was that first fight where Umbreon gets revealed as, oh, you have an Umbreon.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not that fight.
You guys are at 4 of the 12.
We've got one of Ash's and 3 of Gary's. That's crazy.
Yes, you got half of Gary's team.
I mean, you want to start...
That shiny Noctowl, are we going to try that one? Because that's very Johto.
It is very Johto. I'm comfortable with Noctowl.
Okay.
Noctowl is unfortunately your third strike.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you know what the answers were. Ash did have his Charizard, but he also started the battle with Tauros, followed up with Heracross, brought Muk, Bayleaf, and Snorlax.
Yeah, I thought he brought Muk and Snorlax, but I didn't know. Okay.
And Gary, in addition to the Arcanine, Scizor, and Blastoise, brought Nidoqueen, Magmar, and Golem.
I wouldn't have got any of those.
I don't even remember this fight, I think.
I need to go watch this fight.
That was a good map. Those are a good like set of episodes, actually. It was back like, when Pokemon battles were fun to watch. You know what I mean?
This battle took like 2 episodes.
I remember.
It was a whole thing.
It might have been 3. It was definitely one of those things where like Kids WB was just like, hey, this is going to be a whole hour of your day today, okay? It's an hour of your Saturday morning.
What you're doing Saturday is you're coming to watch Gary fight Ash on the TV, and then you know the baseball game is on later, but this is the main event.
Well, they also used to do the thing where they would split the episodes up so they weren't back to back, but there would be like 2 new Pokemon episodes, but one would be at like in like the 9 o'clock slot and one of them would be in like the 11 o'clock slot to make you watch all of the cartoons in between.
Awful.
All right, but you guys got 1 point there, so you guys are, I guess, 4 for 4. Your last question is your base stat question. This one is going to come to you from G. McP, and I think you guys might be able to get this one. What Pokemon with the Quick Feet ability has the highest base speed?
Oh, we should have used our hint on the last one. I forgot we had that, by the way, but I know what this one is, probably. But you want to use our hint since we can't even cash it in?
Sure.
And make him tell us it's Jolteon.
This is an electric type Pokemon.
It has to be Jolteon, right?
If not,
this is a cruel question.
Yeah. It'd be really funny if it's not, but yeah, I'm gonna say Jolteon.
Yep.
Jolteon is correct.
Oh, whoa. What else even has quick feet?
The next up, Jolteon has 130. Jolteon has 130. Linoone has 100. Mighty Yena has 70, and Zigzagoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what has quick feet, right?
The universe
that's
it. Still has
that might actually be all the Pokemon that have quick feet, in all honesty. let's find out. Quick feet. Actually, there's a few more. Granbull has it. Teddy Ursa. Ursaring.
Running circles around.
Shroomish. But not Breloom.
Weird.
All right. Well, you guys got 5 points today. So that gets Bosefus on the board.
I will take it.
Bo is now on the board. Jushiro, that actually expands you a little bit as well. That does change where you're at in the standings. This is a race to 40. I think after this one, I'm just going to make it whoever has the most points at the end of the year, the calendar year.
Okay.
All right, so in first place, we have Linian with 29. In second place, we have R Sigma with 27. In third place, we have Lord Jushiro with 26. Tied for fourth.
Captain.
Tied for fourth, we have Cloud9 and Seth Vila with 22. In sixth, we've got Whimsicott with 20. Tied for seventh, we've got Sublime and Shark Finnegan with 14. In ninth, we've got Dr. Shamu with 13. And bringing up the rear with 10th, we've got Bosifus with 5.
Double still digits, anybody's baby. Game.
Still anybody's yeah. game. All right. Well, with that, we're going to kick it on over to our topic today. We will catch you all over there. Hey, Thatcher, a lot of you have been asking how you can hang out with us during the week. Well, the best way to do so is come to our Discord server at PuckleDiscord.com. You can join our server and you can hang out with us, talk Pokemon, battle, do a bunch of cool things, join in our tournaments. So what's stopping you? Come on over, PuckleDiscord.com. You can jump right on in and have a good time talking with the hosts of the show as well as the large community we've gathered over the years. So come on. Let's hang out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our topic. Our topic today is, I guess, more of us dreaming, because our hopes and dreams got shattered back in February, where we wanted to discuss what you possibly could have seen in like a Pokemon Johto, Pokemon Legends Johto game. Because honestly, that was the one I was the most hyped for before they dropped the announcement. I think out of what we got and what I was expecting, Johto is still the thing I would be the most excited for, like a Pokemon Legends Johto. But the Pokemon Legends Z to A is actually pretty close to second. Like, it's a close second. I'll take it.
I'm definitely excited that they're giving us a Z type version, and we're gonna get to explore that Zygarde story a bit, and hopefully AZ's story a bit. Definitely.
Oh, they have to. Like, the Z to A is definitely a reference to him to some extent, right? Like,
yeah, for sure. And also to Amazon and Jeff Bezos. but also, yeah, so super sad that we got skipped over Johto and we got skipped over Unova. I was definitely excited to at least revisit those places.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they skipped it, right? Like, if you look at like the pattern of remakes for the past few generations, it's been like in every other generation thing we get a remake. So like, honestly, if we would have gotten Unova this year, I think it would have been too early. Like, I see Gen 10 Unova remake or something. That's probably fine. I do feel a little weird, because at least last time we did have like BDSP to back up Pokemon Legends Arceus.
That's, yeah, kind of where I was at too. And even if we do get the Unova, we're still getting, Johto is still getting skipped over. So it'd be kind of fun to talk about this here.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be so, like, one of the number one events that I really wish or I hope would be covered to some extent would be the Burn Tower.
Yes, that's the one you mentioned, Pokemon Legends Johto. That's what it wouldn't be Pokemon Legends Celebi, it would be Pokemon Legends Hoenn or something like that, because I want to know.
Or it could just be Johto. I don't know. Like, it's fine. Like, the Pokemon Legends names apparently just don't have any rules.
Right.
I mean, that's what I was going to say, is what do you think our name or our title would be for Legends? Like a past Legends Johto? Well, would we even do past? I think we would do past.
It couldn't be Johto too, because if they're going to, well,
I think all Legends games are past, despite what everybody keeps saying about PLZA. I think all Legends games are past, like, because it's literally a legend. You're there experiencing the legend take place.
I don't know. You could be creating the legend.
And Lumio, like the Lumio City setting is definitely a reference to the Paris Reconstruction that happened in the 1800s.
Okay. But that can't have a modern take on it?
I don't think so.
I don't think any of the material that we've seen references anything towards the past.
Oh, yeah.
I think most of what we've seen looks like a more modern Lumio City, especially if you look through the not like past the wireframe type thing that we got. I think it looks, I mean, very much akin to like if you looked at Paris now. I mean, like the infrastructure, the architecture, and that is a lot more modern.
I'm not going to say you're wrong because I'm just being bullish about my opinion. But
I think we're going to get both. I think we're going to get.
There might be something.
I think Z to A is going to be a reference to we're going to past and future.
That would be cool. I'd be into that too.
I think that's going to be a lot of what we're doing.
I'd be into that.
What's our focus for Johto? I mean, are we sent to the past by Celebi again? Like we were in Arceus.
Yeah, I think you just like really just ripped the whole Arceus plot from the beginning with Celebi.
I think so too. Because
it works really well.
Especially if they make like a very like direct nod to that in the beginning of the game. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Wow, this has never happened to anyone before or something like that. You know, it's just like this happened like 3 years ago.
I think that would be really funny to do. Just like see the Celebi just like rips you back to the past. Ecruteak City has to be the home base. Like it has to be. It has to be Ecruteak City.
For sure. For sure. Ecruteak Village.
Yeah, Ecruteak Village. Who cares what we could just copy paste like a lot of Legends Arceus onto it.
Names are important. This is what we're doing. The Ecruteak Village.
But I think they should. I think both towers should still be there. And I think there should be three new Pokemon. Maybe you don't start with them. Like we still get like the starter nonsense.
The Tin Tower wasn't built until after the Brass Tower burned down.
Okay, then you have the burnt.
We have the Brass Tower.
Yeah, you have the Brass Tower.
And then it burns in the game.
Yeah, it's before it burns because I think they should give us the three Pokemon that were the Pokemon that got
100%.
That turned into Entei, Suicune, and Raikou. And I know there's a lot of theories that they're just the evolutions, which kind of makes sense.
Maybe I could see that. I think it'd be.
But I would also be really okay with them being like, honestly, like regional forms of the evolutions. Could you imagine? Like everybody keeps asking for new evolutions, but they're just, it's like region. It's like, instead of calling it Johto, it's got to be called something else, right? Because that would make sense.
Okay, what if you have to catch Walking Wake, Roaring Thunder, and Gouging Fire?
Oh, no, please don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Bring them in.
I was just thinking that.
Bring them in, and then that's how Raikou and Entei and
no
created is Ho-Oh is like, these abominations, we're going to turn them into puppies and make them run. And they run across the land.
I just think they should be. I think it should be like a Johtoian version of Jolteon, a Johtoian version of Vaporeon, a Johtoian version of.
But where are they now?
Where's Weirdear now? Like, come on, I can't evolve a Stantler in Scarlet and Violet.
You still can't do that. Not even in.
You can a Stantler in Scarlet and Violet can even learn Psyshield Bash, and it won't evolve.
But it can't do it in the quick style.
Yeah, I can't use the move in the quick style. It literally cannot evolve in Scarlet and Violet. Yeah, you can't evolve an Ursaring either. The only one that evolves, because they realized that they were kind of being silly. The one that can evolve that was having issues is Hisuian Quillfish. It couldn't evolve, and then when they updated with the with DLC Part 2, Hisuian Quillfish can now just evolve once it learns Barbarage.
Oh, so they fixed one and.
Which is literally how Stantler should work.
Yeah, right. No, it totally. So are we bringing back strong style, agile style for Legends Celebi?
I feel like if I'm the Pokemon, from like an in-universe perspective, it's probably fine. But from like the perspective of like being the Pokemon company, I don't think you should, because that's the only part of those games that got like any critical, like this wasn't so good.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you bring back like a more reasonable battle system. You want something that's like you want something that's like halfway between the mainline game's battle system, which is already very simple, and like the Pokemon Go battle system. Like, you want something between those two. And they definitely tried it. As long as they did something where the speed tiers made more sense, I think it's fine.
I honestly would have it, like, if we're making this game and we're like, well, because I don't know how the combat in AC is going to be, but if I would make this, I would do the, when you start a fight, you stop controlling the trainer, and then you control the Pokemon, and you can run around, and it's more action-oriented.
I would be really okay with that, actually. Like, if it were more akin to the battle styles that people have wanted in the past. Like, you know, when we were all kids on the playground, we were just like, then in the next Pokemon game, you're just going to be able to control a Pokemon and attack with it.
Exactly. That's what I would like to see.
I could see that.
Pokemon Legends would be a good way of introducing that.
I think you could even enter a way, like, I don't like the idea of controlling the Pokemon themselves because you're a Pokemon trainer. I imagine that, like, any time that you're training Pokemon or you're battling with Pokemon, this is a very RP thing, and I guess I've got the right two people to talk about that with.
Right. One good thing is that you control the Pokemon, but then you see the trainer making hand gestures depending on the bot.
I know. I still want to make the hand gestures. I just think, honestly, if they could just tell me if it were somehow like pseudo Fire Emblem, but also like I could, instead of like having my four attack options, there's also like a dodge action that my Pokemon could take, right? You see like a big move building up and you're just like, hey, dodge it. And just like make this more anime for me, please. And we go with that.
Right.
What I was going to say is just to add on, because a lot of times during the battle, you can still run around as your character, right? Why can't I throw stuff?
Oh, that would be really cool. Honestly, yeah.
Control my player, let my Pokemon there fight. I can still give the commands. You could even put the commands on the D-pad, you know, so I can just one button click and when it's their turn to attack. And while I'm over here catching Pokemon, doing whatever, my Pokemon can be out fighting, almost like an expansion to the...
To the Let's Go feature.
Yeah, the Let's Go feature in Scarlet and Violet or whatever. But I have a little bit more control over my Pokemon. I can give it the move commands, and then I can give it the go fight, explore, go pick up stuff, you know, dodge, retreat, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think dodge is like, honestly, if you just like did a dodge or something where it felt more live action, I guess, or even like a timing thing where like when you are getting hit, like you have a chance to dodge it if you do a certain thing even.
Oh, yeah. Like almost every RPG ever has a action command to dodge when it comes up. It's like.
Like I want the Assassin's Creed parry equivalent for Pokemon, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's all I want.
So that's our battling system. Crafting, I was really excited for because I think,
dude. Okay, you know when I saw crafting, I immediately thought of you and that crazy episode you and I did years ago where we talked about Pokeball crafting, and I'm like, guys, this is almost here. If you could just go back to that episode and listen to that discussion, I think that's what they should do to expand crafting.
So they already have Apricorns in the game for Legends, and they, you know, you already craft.
Well, they didn't have the colors of the Apricorns, though, like they do in Johto games. So, like, we could have the colored Apricorns.
Right.
Yep. And you meet Kurt's ancestor.
Or just Kurt. Just a young Kurt. Just young Kurt.
It could just be Kurt. I think it should be like an old lady who looks just like his granddaughter.
Yeah, that would be good.
Same size, face, every like the same like of the child, but just like, yeah, a very old woman. And
and have a grandchild that it is Kurt.
Oh yeah. How long ago did the
well I think it's like more than 100 years, so like we probably shouldn't introduce Kurt, but unless we really want to make a funny, but
I think Kurt could be a farm with tanks.
But yeah, I think it'd be a good time. I think we definitely have like those. I don't know who are the starters. What are the starters we would choose for this?
So
darn.
So which one are the ones that we had in Pokemon Legends? It was Oshawott. It was Cyndaquil.
We had Oshawott, Rowlet, and oh my gosh, what was the other one? Oshawott, Rowlet, and Cyndaquil. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't have forgot Cyndaquil. You can't pick a Gen 2 Pokemon, right? A Gen 2 Pokemon can't be a starter.
I don't think we can pick a Gen 1 Pokemon either.
I would say a Gen 1.
I feel like the Gen 1 starters are just sacred, right? Like, the Gen 1 starters, I'm so terrified of I'm so terrified of like Charmander getting selected, and then it also gets a regional form on top of its Megas and Gigantamax.
I was just gonna say, if we're gonna pick one from Gen 1, let it be Bulbasaur.
No, it has to be. Like, the first one has to be Bulbasaur or Squirtle. Bulbasaur and Squirtle have been under the shadow of Charizard for far too long.
Now, if we choose Bulbasaur, what's going to be the secondary alternative typing? I say Fairy.
And, oh, Fairy, and it gets the pumpkin from, like, Cinderella, like that fairy tale.
Oh,
It's like that midnight. Maybe that's how it evolves, too. It evolves at night.
Make it happen, Game Freak.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into that. Go grass fairy for sure. Okay.
So one from Gen 3, right? Because that's a gen that's not participated yet.
Oh, Gen 3 hasn't been selected either. Yeah. So we already chose Bulbasaur. So we have to choose either fire or water from Gen 3. So that's Mudkip or Torchic. I think you do Torchic just to make people happy.
Well, I was thinking we could do Chimchar even.
Oh yeah, Chimchar is probably. I like Chimchar better.
I think I've liked Chimchar more for the region of like past Johto than I do Torchic.
I agree.
So instead of
secondary typing,
psychic.
Ooh,
psychic could be cool.
More of like a monk.
Yeah, like monkish.
That could be cool. So for the third one, I think you have. I'm really upset that this Pokemon didn't get into Legends Arceus as a starter. By the way, I really think like Greninja should have been in it.
Oh yeah.
That was such a.
I feel like that's a missed opportunity for like a very like Japanese themed region.
It was like Blossom in an Alola or Beam. It's like it felt like Blossom not being.
Yes.
Anything special in Alola? It's like this. Yeah. The whole Pokemon. This is the aesthetic of this whole Pokemon. You guys did nothing.
I think if you did a Let's Go Johto game, it would be perfectly fine. And instead of dark, like you could go, I don't know, even you could just go like water fighting or something. Or
I feel like that's giving it too much of the Decidueye treatment. What if we did like water poison?
That would be cool too. I'd be into that. And you just honestly make him more ninja. You somehow make Greninja more ninja.
Yeah, and you give him spots like a poison.
Oh yeah,
Dark Frog. That is the regional. Yeah, see.
I'm into it. I'm into it.
The little head.
Instead of using shurikens, do the blow dart that ninjas used to use.
Yes.
Poison dart. It's got a little those water like bamboo reeds that grow out. You know,
bamboo. He has
the movies.
He blows on it and with water and a poison dart.
This game is already sounding amazing. I think you just also have like you have some like in terms of like areas you can go. You go to the Elix Forest, like that's a place. Goldenrod City hasn't been built yet, so like you could just ignore that.
I think that it could be fun if it's like the golden.
I mean, you combine that with the Elix Forest like area, right? Like you're just like here's a plane outside the Elix Forest.
Like there's a Goldenrod encampment or something, or like not a village. Like it's like such a small like group of people. They talk. it's a guy. He lives in the Goldenrod Shack, and he talks about how it's going to be the biggest city in the world one day.
He's a small business owner.
He's the first radio broadcaster, and he's just in the woods talking to himself.
The other thing that we should probably talk about that I think is important for the game and for us to talk about is like the ride Pokemon, because every single ride Pokemon. Guardian per se, because maybe we don't need guardians this time around, but ride Pokemon, you certainly need five of those, and they were all new. And what I really liked about all of them actually is they were either like a brand new evolution or they were like a regional form of a Pokemon that didn't belong in that region at all.
Yeah,
like of all of them, Basculesion was an evolution. So what do we think? Like, okay, we definitely need like a weirder equivalent, like a horse, right? And you need like a Braviary equivalent, like that has to happen. And you probably need a Basculesion equivalent. The other two, maybe not so much. You could probably make logic for a Sneasler equivalent. I think Ursaluna was like the worst one. Ursaluna should totally just be in this game, by the way.
So Ursaluna did the same thing that like Stoutland did more or less in Sun and Moon, that you're finding items. So we need like a Pokemon that can find things. We need a Pokemon that can climb things. A fly, Surf.
Are there any Gen 2 Pokemon that we think should just get an evolution that already haven't? Because I feel like there's a lot of them that just got them because Game Freak realized they were bad.
Ooh, Noctowl.
Noctowl would be cool. Noctowl.
Great answer.
Noctowl is a great answer, actually. Yeah. Noctowl gets an ancient evolution where it's just a bigger owl.
Yeah, big owl.
Bigger owl.
It evolves with the black auger, right? And get back to him.
He probably looks more like the owl from like Ocarina of Time.
I was gonna say yeah from like.
And I think he has to get a different typing, and I don't really want it to be psychic, so it's just not Braviary again.
It's flying fairy.
Flying fairy. I think that's right though. That's a good one.
Yeah,
or dark with the whole night theme.
Dark could work. Yeah,
I feel like a dark owl would be really cool.
I'm into that. I like that better than fairy. Sure is better.
That's the what would be the swimming one?
The swimming one. I'm gonna just pull up Gen 2 Pokemon and see if I can.
That helps.
So Gen 2.
You know, a Pokemon that needs an evolution from Gen 2, and maybe this isn't like maybe this is more akin to one of the Guardians or just like an additional Pokemon we get is Ladian. Like Ladian needs it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So. When Ladian evolves, Ladian has two hands. I think Ladian should evolve and have four, and it should be a bug fighting type.
Yeah. Haven't have the Green Ranger shield on him.
The Green Ranger shield.
Okay.
He's supposed to be like a Power Ranger.
Because it's kind of like a 2% Sentai reference. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
That would be silly.
So if we go back to Legends Arceus, there were no real evolutions of Gen 4 Pokemon were there. It was mostly all other regions.
Yeah, the only one that was weird was like Sneasler and Sneasel, but I think that was just an exception.
Yeah, because they had the cross with Weavile, but...
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, no, they didn't. They actually didn't evolve any I guess you're right. They didn't evolve any Gen 4 Pokemon, but for the record, a lot of Gen 4 Pokemon are just evolved forms of previous Gen Pokemon.
That's what most of them are, yeah.
That is what like a majority of them are.
What if we got like?
But you're right. The regional forms were not Pokemon from Gen 4.
So here's one. So a bunch of Gen 2 Pokemon kind of got evolutions in like Gen 7, 8, 9, or 8, 9. So what if we gave some to like the Gen 4 Pokemon? I was thinking this is just off the top of my head. But
Gen 4 Pokemon and maybe some Gen 3 Pokemon. Like Gen 3 hasn't gotten a ton of regionals actually in general. Like outside of Zigzagoon.
So I was thinking, what if we gave an evolution to Pure Ugly, and that's what we use to climb the region? It's like a tiger, yeah. Panther type thing.
A chunky tiger.
Like
a chunky tiger would be amazing.
Yeah, like a really bulky. I think it just stays normal type, you know?
Yeah, it just stays normal type. Yeah, it just stays normal type.
Stays normal type. Just really strong normal type. Fast.
You can give it random fighting type or random rock type, like just random, like it's normal type, but with that,
it's got an ability that makes it rock.
No, I'm not. I like make it super weak to fighting, right? Like do it.
It's hilarious, actually. And yeah, it's just
it gets some like rocky skin, you know, because it's a rocky tiger.
It just becomes like, I guess. Oh man, I'm going to say pure ugly, but that's what the Pokemon already is. I don't know. I was thinking like Nasty Cat or something.
We've made Perugly uglier. We have done this. We have achieved.
Yeah, I want it to be uglier, nastier. Like the rock parts, like, yes, it's just like crusty skin falling off of it. Like it's just.
Yes.
It's just a gross, mangy, very big, climby, strong cat.
I'm into that. I'm into that. I think you could. So we have like Noctowl, which I'm really okay with a Noctowl evolution for this. And I'm really into the idea of a of the Perugly. So we're talking about like swimming, and I'm trying to find like a Gen 3 Mon that I think would be really fun to use that for. And I don't know if I have an answer yet.
Barely any water in that generation.
Love Disc actually gets an evolution, and hear me out. And it's not a Lomamola.
Yeah,
it's not a Lomamola. It is just Love Disc's evolution. Octillery would be interesting. I was just trying to steer away from a Gen 2 Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Good Gen 3 Pokemon. That is water.
I mean, we could even choose like something crazy, like
Sharpedo is not.
Sharpedo, we've already kind of done that in Alola, but I'm kind of into like a Sharpedo evolution where it becomes the shark from the beta with the chain on its tail.
Yeah. Or a great white Sharpedo. If it's going to be a torpedo, what's the next step after a torpedo?
Sure, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that, actually.
It's they already did it with Mega Sharpedo. It's Harpoon.
Yes. Oh, actually, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And then we have the flying. We got the.
So we got that. We've got like. Okay. We don't have like a Weirdeer equivalent. And I think we should end on that one. So we're not here forever. But a good Weirdeer equivalent.
Koridon.
Daris, but Daris got some love.
Koridon? Did you just say Koridon? It's just Koridon. It's just Koridon again. It could be like a Pyroar. Like we could get some like kind of like regional Pyroar.
Or we could actually use Cyclissar?
Cyclizar. Yeah, that'd be cool. I do want to ride a Cyclizar really bad.
I saw it on the game, and I'm like, can I try it?
I actually kind of do. You know what? It's just Cyclizar. It's not even a different one. It's just Cyclizar.
They're imported from Paldea.
From Paldea. Yeah. I'm here for it. Okay, we're done. We did it. Huzzah!
We've made a game. Now go for it, Game Freak.
Yeah, we did. Basically everything. You just have to copy paste. Just take this MP3 pod and put it onto a Switch.
What are there any like legendary groups that we should just randomly have in our game like they did in Hisui? Like where they're just like, you know what Pokemon people don't see enough of? Landorus. Why don't we put that in our game?
We could get like the lakes. Well, the lake spirits were in the last one. The Regis weren't, but I feel like the Regis are in everything.
Yeah,
the Regis are. The Regis are in everything for some, but that's because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and I mean, they're good. They're good legendaries. I think the last time we got the legendary birds was in X and Y. It was Gen 8.
Well, we got like regionals of the legendary birds. We got like regional legendary birds. We could put them in there. Dude, can we get a bird? Like, if we do it, though, we have to add a fourth one, and it has to be like the Quattro bird.
Well, one of them has to be Lugia.
It would be a really good plot with Lugia if you did that, actually. Oh.
Yeah, we got to put the birds in. We definitely have to put...
Oh, they're in there now. Oh, my gosh. And they get a... There is a fourth one named Quattro. There's like... We have Fire, Water, or Fire, Ice, Electric.
Because Quiltro. Because it's Quiltro from Quattro.
Oh, no. The end of its name is just Quattro. Like, it is something Quattro. Like, we have Articuno, Uno... Like, we just have full-on Quattro. Like,
if it's grass flying, we could have, like...
Grass flying. Oh, man. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm into that. Grass flying's not a bad one. I think we could also... It's fire, ice, electric right now. I think you could do... Grass is a good one just for the color symmetry. I'm just trying to see if we can, like, make something create... Like, we could just do, like, a fairy flying even, right? And people would probably be happy.
Make it rock and be a quark.
No, the fairy type wasn't discovered until 2013.
Sorry, I'm still working on those puns.
tell that to an Amorous, it's fine. Yeah, I think it would be really funny to do something like that. We could do like, or even like poison flying would be really interesting. There aren't a lot of those in general, actually. Like a poison flying type, you know, that's like Toxtro.
Quatoxic,
yeah, something like that. Oh no! I think that'd be a fun one to do. I don't know. This game sounds fun, and Game Freak should make it. I don't know why they're not.
We can have Quatoxic and Quintropic. We could
add two. We could have both.
We could add two. We don't have rules.
We could have two. We could have two.
That's why they call me both the fifth. We can have both of them.
Lugia murders two of them. That's why they appear.
Bosifus for both of them. That is the weakest correlation between word sounds I have ever heard, Bo.
I said both Sifus.
Both Sifus. Okay. Well, I think this was we've got most of a game, and I think they should make it.
I want apricorn balls. I want like 10 different ones.
Good ones. Yeah, I need more than the three we got.
I want like Hawkeye trick arrow effects, but with balls. Like I throw one, but like three shoots out in a shotgun spray. I want some that like bounce off the ground and still work. I want some that will like maybe seek for like a short distance.
Okay. What if you could do one that's like a trap where you like set it and then the Pokemon accidentally bumps into it. Yeah, they step on it and they get caught.
Let's go. Get in my mouth. I want that one.
Yeah, that one's good. That one's good.
Yes, traps. Oh, yes. Okay, so Hawkeye Trick Arrow plus like Spider-Man web traps, all Pokeballs that capture Pokemon. Oh, no, I'm in. I want that.
We made a game. Game Freak, you can take these ideas are all for you. We hand them to you on a silver platter. Please fix. Please make. If you guys have any ideas for what should be in a Pokemon Legends Johto game, you can let us know in our email next week at pokelpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear it. With that being said, we're going to kick it on over then to our Pokemon of the episode. I will catch you all on the flip-flop.
Pokemon of the episode.
Welcome to our Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 964, Palafin, the Dolphin Pokemon.
This Pokemon's ancient genes have awakened. It is now so extraordinarily strong that it can easily lift a cruise ship with one fin.
Oh my god.
It's Palafin. He's Superman.
Yeah. I love Palafin. From the first time I've saw him, I'm a big superhero fan. For those of you who don't know, I love me some Marvel and DC, the comics, DC, not the movies. Those are horrible.
You know, there's like a ton of Superman references to it in its design and everything, right?
Yes.
Like the reason it evolves at level, it has to be level 39. Finizen has to be level 39 to evolve into Palafin is because, that is, I believe 1939 was the issue, the first year that an issue of Superman came out.
Oh, yep. That's amazing.
It's 38. 38, not 39. My apologies. But yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure that's why.
He has to retreat and then come back out because he has to change into his costume.
Yes, yes. He has to retreat and come back.
That's the beauty of that Pokemon. I love
it. I remember when people were trying to figure out how to evolve Finizen when the game first came out, and they were all really confused. And then when they found out it was Palafin, they got even more confused because it was just Finizen, but with a heart on its chest.
Right, it's the zero form, as they call it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just the zero form of Palafin is just Finizen. It's just Finizen.
That aggravated me so much. I was like, you can't give him like eyebrows or something, like just differentiate this just Pokemon a little
anything
bit.
Anything
like a speck on the stomach that I don't see because I'm using the Pokemon. Like,
it's super cute. Cool. It's cute. This is the dolphin Pokemon that people have been asking for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they disappointed, I'll be honest.
No, not at all. I love it. I love the concept of it. I love how strong it is.
Palafin for a while, even in VGC, was like a menace. Like, it still is kind of. Like, Terra Water Palafin, like, sometimes they'll just do Choice Band and go, like, all the way out. To like, because dude, it gets insane. So it's a base 650 mon, which is already like, that's better than a lot of legendaries. With 160 attack, 100 speed, you're gonna go crush some things. Also, you get access to a priority move and Jet Punch.
Yeah,
like you just get Jet Punch.
And a move.
Yeah, Jet Punch is base 60, but if you Terra, you're gonna get times two to that. So that's a base 120 move on a 160 base attack. And you could choice band. So instead of 120, you're going to actually be 180 and you're just going to be hitting things for base one with base 180 on a 160 attack.
Priority. Yay.
Priority. Like, it's insane.
Great. I love it.
It does get wave crash too. So like you could Terra Water into that and you can essentially get a base like with choice band. You have like a base 360 power move. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Have you been any of the animes? I don't think so, right? Not yet.
So like we only have like the 12 episodes in the US, and they're like way farther ahead than we are everywhere else in the world, which is why we're actually getting the next batch of episodes in like a couple weeks, which is kind of exciting. Yeah, fun fact. We're gonna get like the next 12 episodes in the next couple weeks, and I think that puts us ahead of like Canada and the UK who have been ahead of us by like a lot lately.
So I watched the first episode of the Horizons.
Yeah.
And when I did, I was like, and I've already watched all of Journeys, but I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to say bye to Ash. I thought I was. I'm not.
I only watched the last episode of Journeys. I only watched the last one to like watch Pidgeot come back and like call it a day. So, and then I'm like, if I watch the rest of these, then it means it's over. So I'm not going to do that.
So yeah, my goal was like, okay, well, before I burn through the 12 episodes of Horizons in like one or two sit downs, you know, let me watch all of Journeys and this again. It's like, now that you're telling me the next batch is coming out, I'm like, yes, okay.
Oh no, the next batch. Horizons also just takes forever to get started. So
wow.
It just takes forever to get started. It took like 12 episodes for it to literally be like, yeah, this is what the plot of the show is.
I do love me some Horizons.
Yeah, so the next 12 episodes are coming.
What I do, ignore Journeys. It never happened. Ah, la 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 la. Ash is still going around the world.
I mean, at the end, that is exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what they say at the end of Journeys.
Yeah.
He'll pop up. He'll pop up in Horizons. I'm
but
sure.
there apparently is an episode of the anime with Palafin in it. That's where I was going with this. Palafin does have like some TCG cards too, but I don't think any of them are good. I don't think any of them are good. Palafin EX is coming out though.
Does Palafin have a zero form EX or a TCG card?
No, but a lot of what happens is So there's a Palafin EX that's coming out. I don't think it's out yet. I think it comes out later in June or something like that. Palafin EX, which has the ability, Hero Spirit, put this Pokemon into play only with the effect of Palafin Zero to Hero ability. And it comes out and it's one energy to do Giga Impact for 250 damage, which is insane. There is a Palafin that does have the Zero to Hero ability. It does look like the Zero form. And it does have the Zero to Hero. And it says, once during your turn, when this Pokemon moves from the active spot to the bench, you can search your deck for a Palafin EX card and put it in the active and put it on this Pokemon.
That
any attached cards, damage counters, special conditions remain on the new Pokemon.
That's great.
So it acts exactly like the game.
Love it.
Which, I mean, like that attack sounds really good. The one energy 250.
Yeah, the problem it's 250, but like it's a Giga Impact, so like your next turn you can't attack, or this Pokemon can't attack. So you have to do the thing where you switch out of the active and put it back in if you want to do it again. It is also like some of the highest HP I think in the game because it is essentially 340 HP, which I think is the highest you can do in the game right now.
Ooh, love it. Love how overpowered he is, even with all the restrictions.
Oh, I don't know if he's going to be overpowered. I feel like getting this into play is going to be a nightmare, but that's okay.
It's like you have to get active first, then you have to retreat to the bench or switch out somehow, get yourself back to active.
Well, to be fair, there's a lot of ways to do that in modern TCG. The modern TCG is like, I don't know, because I don't think either of you have been playing it very heavily modern TCG, but it's very easy to like you. A lot of decks do play a ton of switch cards, and they even have this energy card out right now that's very popular. Well, I should say very popular. Or it's popular, not very popular, called Jet Energy, which is just a colorless energy, but it allows you to switch your whatever Pokemon you attach it to goes into the active.
Okay,
just goes into
that's
the
actually
active.
Really cool.
Also, you can have multiple Palafins, right? And you can just switch one.
Yeah. You can just switch them all over the place. Yeah. And I mean, you're going to want to do that anyway with the Giga Impact.
Right.
So anyway, it's cute.
I know that the Golem, the Titan, Regigigas. I know Regigigas is super powerful. Same thing as
Palafin?
Not Palafin, the monkey that's lazy. I forgot his name now.
Slaking.
Slaking.
Slaking, thank you. So these are very powerful, but their restrictions are kind of like really harsh.
Yes.
And while Palafin, it has restrictions, it still feels that it's usable.
Palafin's usable in the game because it actually gets flip turn. That's its evolution move. It gets flip turn, which just synergizes with its ability. So you send out Palafin first turn, and you just click flip turn, and he becomes Palafin, and you're fine.
Yep.
That's all you do.
Like, he's strong, and you do need some requirements, but they're totally doable, and that's fine, and I just love him.
It's very reasonable. I would, like, if he's, like, halfway to, like, slaking Regigigas, but he's not there. He's very usable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very usable. Very cool Pokemon.
Now I need a super villain.
Oh, we do need that. We do need that.
What's the enemy of the dolphin disease? At a shark? Make a shark villain?
That would be cute, actually. I'm kind of into that.
To be the arch nemesis for Palafin and make it do a Six Zagoon and survive.
They might do that later on, because like they did that with like Marini and Corsola.
Right.
So we get like a hammerhead shark type.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Also hammerhead. Gets like buff. But like his, so he also has the same type of form change, right? But instead of like a dolphin being kind of weak, he's already like a hammerhead shark. And then when he boosts up, maybe he's like water dark type.
Yeah. I'm into
when
that.
He gets a Kyo or something, when he gets a Kyo, he becomes super villain.
I'm into that. I'm into that.
Take that.
Very close to Battle Bond Greninja, but make it worse.
That's hilarious because it's also water dark.
Yeah.
We can go water fighting. Or water fairy? Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Palafin for you guys. If you want more Poke of the Episode, tune in next week. But until then, we're going to kick it on over to our Pokemon of the... Or not our Pokemon of the Episode. Our mailbag. To the mailbag.
Get you on the flip-flop.
Right. Get you over there.
It's mail time! Send in your emails!
Welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is the part of the show where you can email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com and we will try to read your email on the show. This week we have a lot of emails. We're going to get to three of them. And as always, this segment is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves. And as always, we'll give out the Green Tauros badge to any of the emails that spark joy. So without further ado, Bo?
For old time's sake.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to start with this email from Bugs235, and Jushiro has this one. Last week we did ask you guys what your favorite Gen 6 Pokemon was, or what Gen 6 Pokemon you thought needed improvement. So that's what this, that when he starts talking about Gourgeist, you can understand.
So he says, "Hi everyone, I'm Bugs235, and my favorite Gen 6 Pokemon that I wish would be buffed is Punkaboo Gourgeist. To be honest, I really like Punkaboo's design. I mean, who doesn't? I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't love Gourgeous. I actually do love Gourgeous. Additionally,
I think both of them are great, actually. I think both are fine.
Yeah, I think both of them are great, yeah. Additionally,
no, I'm with you, Bugs. I'm with you. Punkaboo rocks, Gourgeist, eh.
So they are such late game Pokemon that by the time you have access to them, you probably have a better grass type on your team already. So to make them more valuable, interesting, a mega evolution would be awesome. Hopefully a huge pumpkin that is better mixed attacker to take an advantage of its great special move pool. It originally has 58 special attack. That's sad. If not for some buffs to make it more interesting, could be giving it the Pranksters or Seed Sower ability instead of Insomnia. Reworking Trick or Treat to be a bit more powerful, 50% Trick effect or Treat effect. And similar to Delibird, but still have it to be a net positive for the user.
Into it.
Or giving it an ability that grants it immunity to fire, being a Jack-O-Lantern. I am not a Jack-O-Lantern.
Oh, Flash Fire would be cool.
That's a move right there.
That's what you do.
Yep.
Yeah. Flash Fire. That's the fix. That's the proper fix.
That's brilliant.
Love the podcast and especially the trivia section. Can't wait to see what Legends CA brings us. Bugs235.
Wonderful. Yeah. Flash Fire on Gourgeist is the way to go. Why doesn't it have that already, Pokemon? Pokemon, why do we fix your game constantly? All right. Well, thank you for that, Bugs. All right. This next one is from Backsteen. And Bo's got this one.
Hey, Thatch and Co. Listening to Shamu and Thatch so passionately talk about the TCG in the intro was amazing. The funniest part was only realizing Whimsicott is the other guest over 7 minutes in because she didn't want to be involved in the TCG chat.
That sounds like Whimsicott.
It's not that she didn't want to be involved. It's just that she feels like she can't be involved.
It kind of gets hard when the bar of entry is knowledge and you just don't have it.
Yeah.
So anyway, on to the topic. I'm so desperate for Go-Goat to be good. Genuinely makes my top five favorite Pokemon, and seeing a champion, albeit probably the weakest in the series, using one was great. It has the third highest base stat total for all grass types, excluding legendary slash mythicals, yet it's just really bad.
Yeah, it turns out grass is just a terrible type.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it even got normal, which that boost from normal should have did it. But
Go-Goat doesn't have normal.
Go-Goat doesn't have normal?
Go-Goat is just grass. This is your Mandala effect right now. This is your Berenstain Bears.
I'm having flashbacks.
This is your Whimsicott. This is your Whimsicott.
I was on that episode with Ethan with Whimsicott. You're telling me that Go-Goat... No, I'm thinking... You're right. Go-Goat is just grass. I'm thinking of the other deers. Never mind.
You're thinking of Salzburg.
Yes, thank you. It has an amazing move pool to be a physical attacker with access to strong, flying, grass, psychic, ground, fighting, fairy, rock, normal, and electric-type moves, as well as great recovery and setup moves like bulk up and milk drink synthesis. However, the stat distribution is terrible. It does not need a good special attack, as it only good special coverage move is Surf. Yes, Go-Goat, weird that a Go-Goat learns Surf. And then now to...
It's fine. No, it's no weirder than a Rhydon. It's fine.
No, and we all know why Rhydon has it, but I think goat swimming is totally natural.
That is natural. That's a part of nature. I see it all the time. Right outside, right now. Goats swimming.
Yeah.
In Ohio?
First of all, Ohio, sir, does have a great lake. Okay.
That was not my quote. That was not what I was referring to. The goat swimming is what I was referring to.
We have goats. We have a lot of goat.
Where are our goats?
They're going somewhere.
Okay, so now to improve it. I'm not going to be greedy and ask for more speed, but drop the special attack to 50, allowing distribution of 47 BST, put 30 into defense, 10 into special offense, and 7 into attack. Makes an absolute defensive monster with its 123 HP stat. I also feel adding the ground type makes sense, with it getting Bulldoze and Earthquake by level up. This would allow for the bulky setup Pokemon with potentially really spicy coverage. Mm. Apologies, this got long, but not that long.
This is not that long.
I love this, though. Desperately want my goat to be goat.
Oh.
Thanks, Backstein. Thank you, Backstein.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right, our last email this week is going to be from the Pokemon Ranger. Ahoy, ahoy, Thatch and crew. There were a lot of ahoys in the emails this week, by the way. I don't know if like everybody's just like in a real pirate mood.
Yeah, ahoy, matey.
There were a lot of ahoys. The Pokemon Ranger here. You asked what our favorite Gen 6 Pokemon is. Growing up in the 90s and a big dinosaur fan for as long as I can remember, my favorite movie from my childhood was Jurassic Park, and Tyrannosaurus was and still is my favorite dinosaur.
Yes!
I was 5 years old when the movie came out, so my favorite Gen 6 Pokemon is Tyrantrum. I got back into playing Pokemon in Generation 6 after I stopped playing after Generation 3. It was great seeing Pokemon in 3D. I played Pokemon Y. When I chose the jaw fossil in my first playthrough, I wasn't sure what I was going to get. When I revived the fossil and got Tyrant, I was intrigued. It looked like a baby theropod dinosaur. When I evolved it into Tyrantrum, it quickly became one of my favorite Pokemon because of its design and because it was dragon type, which is my favorite Pokemon type. The creators clearly designed the Pokemon after the T-Rex. The size of the Pokemon, the crest on its head, the frill around its neck, it looks like it would be the king of the Pokemon. The typing.
Except the stat.
The typing. Rock Dragon is unique, being the only Pokemon with that typing. The ability gets Strongjaw, adding to the power of its bite, which is accurate of the animal it was designed after. The T-Rex had the strongest bite of any animal with a bite force of around 35,000 to 63,500 newtons. I appreciate that as a scientist that he used newtons. Or 8,000 pounds. The Rock Head ability is good for this Pokemon with moves like Head Smash. It takes no recoil damage when using it. Tyrantrum is my favorite Pokemon from Gen 6. It's a large, hard-hitting Pokemon that looks like my favorite dinosaur. The move pool for this Pokemon uses the Pokemon's physical attributes of its size and its large jaws. This Pokemon would be on my team in Scarlet if it were in the game. This is where I put my Tyrantrum, if I had one. That's what I hear.
Okay, yeah.
But the fossil Pokemon not being
in Scarlet
accessible in every game is a joke, because you just throw them in, like, story wise you just throw them in there.
It's fine.
They're over here now, dig them up. Doesn't make sense.
To be fair, not all of the fossil Pokemon make it into any of these games. Like, so Rampardos and Bastiodon are in Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, but you know, it's not Tyrantrum.
Yeah, no, it's not Tyrantrum.
Yeah, it's not Tyrantrum. Thank you, Jushiro. Someone gets it.
Come to think of it, I'm surprised it's not since Tyrantrum is an ancient Pokemon, and Professor Sada was getting Pokemon from the past. I think Scarlet missed out on an opportunity to bring some of the fossil Pokemon from the past. You wouldn't have to revive them from a fossil. Thank you for reading my email, and y'all have a great week. The Pokemon Ranger.
Okay.
I don't.
Yes.
Disagree entirely, but there's no like future equivalent of a fossil Pokemon, right? Like.
There are all the synthetic Pokemon. There's Magnemite. There's Voltorb. There's Porygon. Like all those like digital crafted man-made Pokemon. Those and we take all the fossils, and the fossils just they lose the rock type and they just become whatever type that they were, and they're ancient now. And then the future ones, they just all get steel or electric type, just like all the iron people did.
You know how
not all of them got that at all.
Yes, they did.
You know,
yes, every single
Iron Jugulus. Iron Jugulus is a dark flying type.
Yeah, dark steel type.
It's a dark flying type.
Dark steel flying type.
It is a dark flying type. You want me to pull up the future paradox Pokemon right now and show you how wrong you are?
That it's a joke. I know this. I'm just saying it's a lot of them.
I'm gonna tell you how wrong you are, Bo.
So, I know I'm wrong. That was the joke.
Okay, good.
How's about this for an idea? You know, it's a running joke that if scientists from the future found bones of our modern animals and they tried to rethink how it worked without knowing them, they will be completely different because it's hard to just come up with a.
Oh, no, we've done that several times, right? Like, if you look at a lot of dinosaurs, like, it turned out, like, I think something like the Triceratops, like, never existed, actually.
Right.
So, we've already done it ourselves, like, with dinosaurs.
No, but what I mean is, for a future Pokemon, have normal Pokemon that we have now, but completely, like, weird because they brought back from 1,000 years ago or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so funny. That would be funny, actually.
Would not look like it's a Charizard, but it's all skinny and doesn't have wings because it's a Charizard completely misconstructed again. That would be funny.
Well, that's a lot of like how they did the Gen 8 fossils.
Yes, yes.
I really want Carolus to come back as a character.
No, we need that to happen again. We need that to happen again. That was the way they did the Gen 8 fossils. Gen 8 did a lot of things wrong, but that was one of the things it did right.
It's so right.
I did not enjoy them at the beginning because I did not understand what was the whole purpose of them, right? I do not want mixed up. But then I realized, oh, it's because it's based on London and Britain, and there they are notorious for rebuilding dinosaurs wrong.
Dinosaurs incorrectly, yeah.
From when I realized that, then I just completely loved them because they make sense in my brain now.
It was specifically two dudes that were always trying to outdo each other. Yep. And they were just like, no, I'm going to discover the bigger dinosaur. And they were just like shoving bones together. And it's like, well, mine's the big T-R-G-R-P-D Rex.
Right.
T-G-Max.
So I have the feeling that the Pokemon Ranger gets the Green Tauros badge this week based on this discussion.
Yep. I was ready to give it to Bugs for that flash fire thing on.
But I feel like the T-Rex discussion just got us going.
I just want more dinosaur Pokemons in my games.
Yes.
I mean, give me a Pokemon for each dinosaur that exists and I'll be happy.
Yeah, really. I mean, you can give me a dinosaur region of Pokemon. Just
a Pokemon Legends that is way in the Stone Age.
Pokemon Legends Paradox, really? You just give me Paradox versions of, like, almost every Pokemon and make them into dinosaurs and, like, other things, like Woolly Mammoths and stuff, Sabertooth Tigers, like, I love Scream. Just give me a whole game of that, really. Yeah. I'll take a whole game of it. I'll take two, actually. Give me two.
Two versions, actually. Make it two different colors.
The Pokemon Ranger is going to get our Green Tauros badge this week. And if you want to email us next week at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, you can let us know what you would put in a Pokemon Legends Johto game. We'd love to hear it. Until next time, if you want to keep up with us throughout the week, the best place to go is our Discord server at pucklediscord.com. You can, of course, follow us over on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, over at Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, at YouTube at youtube.com/pucklepodcast. And of course, you can, follow us over at, wherever anything else is. But if you want to support the show, you can go to trollandtoad.com and buy cardboard like I do a lot of the time. And you can get a 5% discount at using PucklePod5 at checkout. Additionally, if you want to help support the show more directly and get cool merch, we actually have playmats coming.
Yeah.
TCG playmats over at our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. Of course, none of your support is necessary, but we really do appreciate all of it. And with that, I think that's everything. So I have been Trainer Thatch.
Some say I've been Jashiro.
It's good to be back, guys. It's been Bosifus.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.